welcome back to the Anime Summit Podcast. It's your favorite host, Nils Sonnenbaum, and we are back with another Anime Summit Radio Hour. Just because it's in between the holidays and New Year's is this coming weekend, wanted to still give you guys some content. And radio hours are easy for me to make. It gives us, the three of us, the week off, and it's just really, you know, just for us to have the week off and chill and relax for a little bit. But of course, we'll be back next week with your regular show, your regular Anime Summit goodness. And we already got some things planned for January. I think we got most of January planned already, actually. I know we got fall review coming up. And then we still got a plan for the Summies, which I believe is happening in February. So, yeah, we're doing good. We're just going to just take it easy this week in between holidays, because last weekend I was just super busy with family. Obviously, everyone was busy, right? With family and Christmas. And we had a little friend's Christmas, a friend's miss on Sunday. And then this weekend is New Year's, and we're not planning on doing nothing. Me and Trisha are just going to relax. Cobra Kai comes out today. When you're listening to this, it comes out today. So I will be binging that all day while eating a bunch of snacks and popcorn and things like that, and just being chill and chilling like a villain. And so, yeah. You know, normally when I do these radio hours, I would just go to a past episode and, you know, find like an episode where we did like a best OPs or best EDs or whatever kind of thing, and then just make a radio hour out of that. But then Danny was like, no, what if we choose our favorite OPs from 2021? And I was like, oh, that's a way better idea. That's really cool. And then I thought, well, what if this becomes like a tradition, you know, instead of doing like a best O, like whenever we do our best OPs, best EDs episodes, we're not necessarily picking a certain time frame. We're just choosing 5 or 6 that we like each time. You know what I mean? Because it's hard to pick a favorite, like a number one favorite, obviously. But like, you know, this way we can tell you what our favorites were from the year, separate from like our year review, our Summies episode. You know what I mean? So I think that's a pretty great idea. Danny had a really solid home run with that one, in my opinion. So that's what we're doing. Today we're doing our favorite OPs from 2021. And so I thought we were just going to do 5 each, but then Danny, like, so Nick gave me 5 with a couple backups, and then Danny gave me 6, and I was like, okay, I guess we're just going to do 6. I'll just grab one of Nick's backups, and then I'll choose 6. So we each have 6 songs that we picked. We're going to go in, I don't remember the order we did it last time. I think we did a DNS order, Danny, Nick, Sam order. So we'll just do that order again, just because also that's how it, like, ends up saving on my folder, because, like, you know, alphabetical order, like Danny, Nick, Sam, or whatever. But yeah, we'll just do DNS order. So I'm going to play 3 songs right now, and then I'll check back in on you. Okay, we're going to start with Danny's first pick. And I just, like, preface this, I don't think these are in any certain order. Like the first one I play is not her number 6 pick, and then the last one I play of hers is not her her number 1 pick. You know what I mean? I'm just doing it in the order that they were given to me. So, that being said, I thank you guys for sticking with us another year. I love you guys very much. It's been pretty crazy. 2021, we thought things were going to get better, and they kind of really didn't. And then we just kept making the podcast and kept going. And we really are able to keep going because of all of you. And if I had to pick my favorite thing about this podcast, it's all of you guys. My favorite thing about it is all of you. So I love you very much. I'll always love you. And that being said, let's start off. Okay, so these DNS, again, DNS order, and I'll put the show notes in the playlist in the show notes in the description, so you can skip around if you want, time stamped and everything. So it'll be Danny, Nick, and then me. Danny, Nick, and me, Danny, Nick, and me, Danny, Nick, and me, okay? Shun-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na- beard, Dan. You know, I'll come in like an Italian dad. I'll be like, hey, are you down? Hey, Luis, are you down? You know what I mean? So let's fucking do it, huh? Dude, this first song is a banger. Banger. And I honestly didn't think Beastars season 2 opening would top the first one. And, you know, maybe with this one, it didn't necessarily, quote unquote, top it, but it's almost, if not just as good. So let's start it. Beastars opening for season two of Beastars, Kaibutsu by YOASOBI. Here we go.
ああ素晴らしき世界に今日も乾杯街に飛び交う笑い声も見て見ぬふりしてるだけの作りはさ気が触れそうだクラクラするほどのいい匂いがつっと刺した鼻の奥目を覚ます本能のまま今日は誰の番だこの世界で何ができるのか僕には何ができるのかただその
Choose your life. All night, 満たされた僕は、ただ自分を知りたい。
great set of opening songs for this radio hour. First was Danny's pick, which was Kaibutsu by Yoasobi, which is the opening to season 2 of Beastars. Nick's pick, which was Paradise by Rude A, the opening to Skate the Infinity. And my pick for the third song, Iro Kosui by Yo Kamiyama, the opening to Horimiya, which is, I loved Horimiya, and I loved the opening a lot. It's really catchy. Yeah, dude, all three solid shows, and all three great OPs, in my opinion. I think Nick is he's really into the non-traditional anime openings, and by non-traditional, I kind of mean, like, you know, like those, you know what I mean, like, you know what I mean, like, there are those anime openings you hear, and you're like, oh yeah, okay, this is clearly an anime opening, you know, which we'll have some of those, like, later on, honestly, he's into, like, those non-traditional ones, I think. I think Nick is into Japanese hip-hop, and he just doesn't know it. But, yeah, great set of opening songs, in my opinion. Again, playlist will be in the description so you can see the names and artists. And please go support the artists on their, like, official YouTube channels or on Spotify, wherever. Let's answer a question. There were some questions that were asked when me and Danny were doing our last EX episode, and we didn't get to them because they had asked them, like, after I had asked for them after we were done recording, but I'll answer them right now. King of Telluride said, what anime do you want to watch before the year ends? Yeah, too late. It's the 31st already. I'm good. I just watch it whenever, you know, I don't fucking know. Honestly, I don't know, probably maybe a couple movies. I don't know. Tomorrow I'm gonna be busy watching Cobra Kai. Or not tomorrow, but today I'm gonna be busy watching Cobra Kai, so you won't hear from me. I won't be watching anime. but yeah, dude. Let's go on to the next set of songs. I got 6 songs lined up here for you. Remember, it goes Danny Nixam, because that is the order I have it in. So the first one, of course, and I will say this too, a lot of these, there are overlap. I just didn't choose them, so we wouldn't play them. We wouldn't play them twice. If I could put them on my list, I totally would. So I share some of these with Nick and Danny, which I'm sure Nick and Danny share some with each other as well. And it's kind of cool because we're covering all of them anyway. So, the first one is the OP to Tokyo Revengers, one of my favorite mangas and anime ever. This song is called Cry Baby by Official Hige Dandism.
さえうまくできないくせしてさえない 一つくれないか。ぬるい優しさではなく、弱みに侵された胸の奥をえぐるような言葉。
影懐かしいあの思い出過ぎし
り返したもののように唱えるほどに落ちてゆくの初めての日スカイブルーした赤いとなぞってはへりくつ並べてまだ鍵は持ったまま
ざわめき出した胸を無視してこたつの自分をさまよって少し前の冷静な頃全て消え去れとか思うよ被害妄想ばっかしてまた心臓痛くてさバカだよ本当壊れたノリ落ち着いてまた見失って気がつけば鍵を開けて二人だけの世界仰いでいる
灼熱の衝動 遊んだ地べのぞまれた自分と揺らめいてる Yeah, yeah, yeah 愛したいのに愛せない心を許せぬまま Yeah, yeah, yeah 本当の声も乾いた孤独も自分の一部と認めた時プレッシャー運命くぜ奇跡何が待っているんだろう光合う世界プレッシャー今というこの瞬間に呼吸していること交差する世界選んだ未来選べない未来はなぜ美しい Yeah, yeah, yeah 抱えた後悔いつかの自分が出した答え Yeah, yeah, yeah 傷や苦しみに試される日々に向かい合うことで変えていける
We started this section with Crybaby by Official Hige Dandism, the OP to Tokyo Revengers. The second one by one of my favorite artists. I've loved this artist for a long ass time, and this is the first time that she's done a song for an anime. She never has before. I don't know why, but this is her first time doing it. She's done it for video games before, most famously known for Kingdom Hearts. But this is Pink Blood by Hikaru Utada, and that was for To Your Eternity. It's also off her new record, which is super good. Sudachi no Uta by Anomanaria. That was the opening of Wonder Egg Priority. I just chose it because it's a non-traditional one that you wouldn't hear with an anime, and then like it's just really peaceful sounding. I had it on repeat for a while. And the violins get me every time in it. And I just love Wonder Egg Priority. But I won't say how much until our review. The second one was Monocle City by Ace Collection from the anime Koikomo. Then Rakuen by Fuji Fabric from Dr. Stone the Stone Wars. Here's what's funny about that song is Nick chose two songs called Paradise. Because in the opening, in the first section of songs, he chose Paradise by Rude for Skate. And Rakuen means Paradise, which is the name of the song from the Stone Wars OP. It's hilarious. So, yeah, I don't even think Nick really knew that he did that. But he'll in before he comes in and goes, I don't know Moon Runes. I'm Nick. And the last song, my pick, from the final season of Fruits Basket, the first half of it, Pleasure by Warps Up, which is a Japanese boy band. Love it. Love it. Great set of songs. Great set of songs. Let's answer another question. Mike can't communicate. Said, what would be your anime advent calendar? And then they said, mine would be from Good Smile Company with a bunch of themed Christmas accessories for Nendos. May have enough pieces to make a Santa Nendo with a little reindeer. That would be so cool. Oh my god, I wonder like how much that would cost. I would love... That's a good one. You know what would actually be cool? They would never do this, but... Or well, they might, I don't know. Like, okay, what if I had an advent calendar, but it was just White Schwartz, and every day was just a new booster pack from like a random set, like old or new. That'd be hilarious. I would never be able to build a deck, right? Because like it'd be a different series every time, but there's definitely enough sets for them to do that. It'd be hilarious. There's more than enough, actually. That'd be hilarious. Or I would do something like, it'd be cool if like, I don't know, maybe a Game Boy. Maybe a Game Boy. Just stuff I like. Just like, that wouldn't be an anime, though, I guess. But yeah, no, I would do, that would be cool if they had like a Weiss one. There's like a booster pack and everyone. That's a good question. I probably could answer that better some other time. But right now, we are going to go through the second section of a song. All right, I'm going to let you all go for another six songs. I'll check back in with you in a little bit. But let's just jump into it. This is from The Case Study of Anidas, which I thought was a pretty good anime. It wasn't my favorite, but I love the character so much. And I thought it was beautifully done, beautifully designed. This is Sora to Otsuro by Susano Amelie. So, it's like Susano, but Anomaly. Susano Amelie. That's hilarious. Love that. Love that name. All right, here we go.
Thank you. ここに出す
揺れる会場燃える感情ほらあんなちゃん
ピースエンジョイ
僕ら時々君の隙間にさまようことだってあるだろうそんな時パッと目の前そっと照らしてくれるある光
つまらないネタばっかり手伏してちゃつまんない
そんな穴にはまって抜け出せなかった昨日までの僕ら
締めなんてなくてもいいのさソロなんか飛べなくていいのさ
僕らこのパーティーがあれば
そんなににでも飲めるだろ
다시 롤러코스터で 日々を 乗せた 針が 晒してる noise 僕は背景になって 君にとって 所詮 ゴミ 処理 リズム 知った レジム じゃ 解けない 夏の リズム 개나리 삼나れる 街に 縁取られた 自分を 知って
깨끗이
어떻게 태먹여 무게무게 슬러 넘어겨 캐도 하츠만이 될로 하이프 하이기가 수도가 시포츠 흠터진 세모 버터마도 새 커뮤니케이션한테 앵기력 허도 가코지 실내 나의 미는 허도 코난 반응의 선션 허도
その瞬間からダウンロードされた全て許されたここにでもいいから長いバテルの丘神様はもう上七色の傘聞こえた言葉ここにいてもいいから大好きは大嫌いだよ愛の意味も知らずに You're here 浴びた世界の端っこだけと手を繋いだ2000光年の列車で悲しみを越えてなら少年は時代なちとりぼっちたち全部あって全部儲け少年は少女に出会う Don't say goodbye Don't say goodbye Don't say goodbye と目が合ったその瞬間から始まるようにオーダーずっと夢見てたここにいてもいいからアイスクリーム溶けた屋上を助走をつけて駆け上がる You're here 浴びた世界の事故だけど手を繋いだ2000光年の列車で悲しみを越えたなら少年は少女に出会う綺麗な一人ぼっちたち全部あって全部持って少年は少女に出会う光るディストーションが鳴って空はもう遠くなって少年は少女に出会う Don't say goodbye Don't say goodbye Don't say goodbye
世界
目覚めは同時だ
Great song. I like that song. The anime was okay, but the song is just really cool. That is our second to last set. We'll move into our last set here. What you just heard was Soro Tono Utsuro by Sauce Anomaly from the Case Study of Vanitas. Kobayashi Season 2 opening, I Know Supreme by Fauna. Odd Taxi by Skirt and Poonpi from Odd Taxi. Komi-san Can't Communicate opening, Cinderella by Cider Girl. Shonen Shoujo by Gingnang Boys from Sunny Boy. And what you just heard, the last one there, was No Continue by Akari Kito from Battle Game in 5 Seconds. Yeah, dude, that'll do it for our radio hour. We'll close out with the last three songs here. I just wanted to say, you know, go ahead and visit links.animesummit.net. Where you can find, you know, everything. You know, put out a lot of cool stuff lately. I did the end of the year newscast. Me and Nick reviewed Arcane. Me and Danny did a little Christmas special, like talking about Christmas movies, our second edition of Cinematography, which we hope to do more of because we just, oh, we did it once and we're like, yeah, there should be a series. And then we just never did it again until recently. So go and check that out. And also, yeah, dude, this was a crazy year. This was a crazy year, and I'm glad that we all made it through. And I hope that next year will be better for everyone, and everyone stays healthy, stays safe, and we're all Gucci gang. That being said, I have to thank you guys again, and I love you guys so much for continuing to listen and support us and all that good stuff. But yeah, let's move on to the second set of songs. I'm just going to leave you right here. I'll tell you all three songs right now, and then we'll close out with the last one. The first one you'll hear is Blessing by Ira Yuki. The Saint's magic power is omnipotent. JoJo Part 6, Stone Ocean. The song is called Stone Ocean by Ichigo from Kishida Kyodan and the Akaboshi Rockets. Love me some Akaboshi Rockets. And the last one, okay, the last one I changed last minute. This is my pick, and I changed it last minute. I had it originally as Vivid Vice by Huya Extended, which is the second OP to Jujutsu Kaisen. As much as I love that song, I didn't listen to it nearly as enough as the other picks I have on here, and is not as much as this song. This song is the opening to Back Arrow, and it's Dawn by Lisa. And I had this song on repeat for, I don't even know, the better half of the year. Shout out to Robot, on our Discord for posting, and they were like, man, Back Arrow opening is so good. And I was like, oh, I haven't started it yet, but I listened to the, he posted the music video. And I was like, God, the song is actually fire. And yeah, I didn't finish Back Arrow. It was pretty good. I thought it was pretty sweet. I just kind of forgot about it. But that was in the beginning of this year when the anime came out. But anyway, yeah, Blessing by Iroyuki, Saints Magic Powers Omnipotent, Stone Ocean by Ichigo Nakaboshi Rockets from JoJo Part 6, and Back Arrow Dawn by Lisa. So there you go. I love you guys very much. I hope you guys enjoyed this radio hour. And these are our picks of OPs from 2021. And I've been Sam, and this has been the Anime Summit Podcast. Happy New Year.
We'll be right back. つか終わるぞ。